بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب جواز قول المريض أنا وجيع أو شديد الوجع أو موعوك أو ورأساه ونحو ذلك، وبيان أنه لا كراهة في ذلك إذا لم يكن على سبيل التسخط وإظهار الجزع. At times when a person becomes ill naturally, a person mentions the pain or difficulty or hardship that they are experiencing. For example, severe headache, and a person groans out of the pain or places his hand on his head to exhibit the type of difficulty or hardship he is experiencing. The question now arises, from an Islamic point of view, is it permissible to complain of the pain or hardship that you are experiencing? Imam Nawawi rahimahullah addresses this issue and he brings the chapter, the heading, the permissibility of a sick person saying, Ana waji'un, I am in pain. Or shadidul waja, or I am in severe pain. Or he's saying that I am experiencing fever. Or the expression wa ra'sahu. The Arabic word for head is ra's. This is a type of Arabic expression where a person says wa ra'sahu. In other words, how greatly my head is paining. In other words, what type of pain I am experiencing. Wa nahwi dhalik, similar expressions. So all these type of expressions, according to Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, will be permissible with one caveat. In other words, one distinction. And what is that? La karahata ala dhalik, there is no prohibition whatsoever in any of these expressions. Idha lam yakun ala sabili tasakhud, unless the person is saying it out of anger or rebellion, or he's exhibiting fear, etc. Under those circumstances, it will not be permissible. More detail, inshallah, we'll get into that when we discuss the ahadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought. The first of these ahadith, An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, Dakhaltu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa huwa yu'ak. فمسسته فقلت إنك لتوعك وعكا شديدا فقال أجل إني أوعك كما يوعك رجلان منكم متفق عليه. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala says, I entered upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith also refers to the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was severely ill just prior to his demise. He says, I entered upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned previously, a major part of the illness prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constituted severe fever. So he says, wa huwa yu'ak, the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was burning up with fever. Famasastuhu, I placed my hand upon him and I exclaimed, innaka latu'aku wa'kan shadeeda. Ya Rasulullah, you are experiencing a very, very severe level of fever. To this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, Ajal, yes, inni u'ak. I am experiencing fever. So from this hadith is brought in support of the heading which Imam Nawawi rahimullah brought, that sometimes this concept or idea, somebody visits you and says, how are you feeling? You're feeling miserable, you're feeling terrible, and yet you say, I'm feeling chirpy and happy, by some misguided sense that Shariat doesn't allow you to say that my head is paining or I'm experiencing fever. From this we learn that is incorrect. There's nothing wrong with mentioning to somebody who visits you when you are sick, what is the discomfort or pain that you are experiencing. However, as we mentioned, it should not be an exhibition of complaint to the decision of Allah Ta'ala. As mu'min, as believers, this is part of our iman, that ma yazalul bala bil mu'min fi ahlihi wa malihi wa waladihi hatta yalqa Allah wa ma alayhi khati'a. Bala, musibat, test, pain, difficulty, sickness, this will always be there. This is Allah's sunnat. It will always be there, particularly upon a believer. Sometimes his self, sometimes his family, all sorts of tests and hardships will come. Why? This is Allah's washing machine. Hatta yalqa Allah, so that he meets Allah Ta'ala, wa ma alayhi khatiya, and there are no sins upon him. Allah is washing away and wiping away his sins through this musibat, difficulty, sickness, etc. that a person is experiencing. In fact, it's mentioned that once, on one occasion, a person placed his hand on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "By Allah, I cannot bear to place my hand over you due to the intense heat of your body." To this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, our test," in other words, my and other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, "are increased manifold, just as rewards are increased manifold." In this hadith also, "Ajal inni u'aku," Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah bin Masud, "Yes, I am experiencing fever double, kama yu'aku rajulani minkum, double what any one of you would experience." And in this hadith which I was mentioning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say that our tests are increased manifold, just as rewards are increased manifold. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to inform him, one messenger was tested by Allah Ta'ala with lice. Lice also as a sickness, which eventually caused the demise of that Nabi of Allah. Another was tested with poverty, causing him to take a woolen sack and make it into a garment. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the difference, their imani fervor, their connection with Allah Ta'ala was such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained to the Sahabi, the Anbiya were pleased with difficulties as you are pleased with ease. When Allah gives you wealth, Allah gives you health, Allah Ta'ala gives you good conditions, you become happy. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam's iman was of that level that when they went through difficulty, they would become happy. Why? Because they could see, or they had yaqeen and conviction in the hidden system of Allah, that I am experiencing this pain, this taklif, this dukh, Allah is elevating and raising me in the hereafter. Similar hadith, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعك. I entered upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Nabi of Allah was experiencing fever. فوضعت يدي عليه. I placed my hand upon him. فوجدت حره بين يدي فوق اللحاف. The body of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was burning up so much with fever that Abu Sa'id Khudri رضي الله عنه says, I could feel the heat coming from the body over the blanket that was, or over the covering that was over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقُرْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I commented and I said, مَا أَشَدَّهَا عَلَيْهِ. Ya Rasulullah, how great a difficulty this is. How much you are suffering. How great. In other words, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caused the Sahabi to feel the pain. So he exclaimed like this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him, Inna kadalika yudha'afu lana al-bala wa yudha'afu lana al-ajr. For us, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, our taklif, our sickness is double, like our reward is double. Qultu ya Rasulullah, ayyun nasi ashaddu bala'an. So then I asked the question, that ya Rasulullah, who are the people that go through the greatest difficulty and hardship? To this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Anbiya, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, then I asked, ثُمَّ مَنْ, Ya Rasulullah, after the Anbiya, who are those that are tested the most, they go through the greatest difficulty? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Thumma Salihun. Those who are closest to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in piety, in being close to Allah Ta'ala. And then he went on, In kana ahaduhum la yubtala bil faqr hatta ma yajidu ahaduhum illa al-aba'a yuhawwiha. And he said, amongst the friends of Allah Ta'ala were those that were tested with poverty to such an extent that all they had in this world was one cloth which they covered themselves with to protect themselves from the elements. وَإِن كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ لَيُفْرَحُ بِالْبَلَىٰ كَمَا يَفْرَحُ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالرَّخَىٰ. The true friends of Allah, particularly the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they would become happy to be tested, like how you people become happy with ease. They were happy with adversity as you people are happy with ease or with good condition. One very, very important lesson which we mentioned previously. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by one person, and this person was making dua. What dua? Allahumma sabbirni. Allahumma sabbirni. Oh Allah, test me. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq of sabr. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard this, he became very, very upset. And he scolded that sahabi. Sa'alta Allah al-bala? Are you asking Allah for musibah that you must make sabr? Are you asking Allah for musibah? Don't do that. Say, atini fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhabanna. Ask Allah for good in this world, good in the hereafter, and that Allah should save you from Jahannam. So whilst sickness has great merit, this is Allah's washing machine. For Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it is to elevate them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave us one overriding principle. He said, whatever hardship, whatever difficulty you go through, don't let this become a means of you becoming losing hope. Don't let it overtake you. Why? Take your cue from what I went through. That I am closer to Allah than you, yet I went through far greater musibat. And any great musibat or difficulty that you are going through, greater than that, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was tested by Allah Ta'ala. So he said, take your cue from that. Get himmat and courage from that. So Allah Ta'ala tested Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like that. But as we mentioned, you don't ask for test. When it comes, then there should be this comfort in the heart. Allah is testing me, and Allah is not going to test me more than I can bear. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. But Allah is elevating you. So coming back to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, I am experiencing fever like two amongst you. In other words, like, because the reward also was doubled upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.